St. John says in the first reading, "Children, do not be deceived." In the RSV translation, it even says, "Little children, don't let yourselves be deceived." It shows us that there is a way our hearts can go astray. That same verb, deceived, is the one that Jesus uses when he talks about the 100 sheep. He said, if a man had 100 sheep and one of them were led astray, it's the same verb, if one of them were deceived. Our hearts can go astray. We can be led astray. We have a pull inside of us that goes in the wrong direction. We hear also in the gospel that there is a pull that goes in the right direction. Jesus says to those 2 disciples, "What are you seeking?" Because he knows there's a pull towards truth and goodness and beauty and love. We have these pulls inside of us, one that goes astray, one that is directed to the truth. And a very simple point for us to take today is simply to recognize that and make a decision to pay a little more attention to what's happening inside of us. Where are these pulls coming from? What am I being pulled towards? And then St. John in his first letter gives us very simple criteria. Those who do good, who do right, are united to the righteous one, are children of the righteous one, children of God. Those who do not do right are children of the devil. We get pulled in both directions. We have some very good news at the same time to realize that it doesn't all depend on us, in the sense that we have an advocate. We have someone who's pulling for us. Jesus, the same one who goes after the sheep that goes astray. The same one whom St. John says came to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus is on our side, and he wants to help us be pulled in the right direction. We strengthen that pull in the right direction by making choices to follow that. Those disciples were pulled. "What do you seek? Where do you stay, Rabbi?" And they came and saw where he stayed. That was a step. And then they stayed with him. That was another step. And it's what we do also. We come and see, and then we stay. Maybe having come and seen here this morning, maybe after Mass, you'll come and stay a little while with the Eucharist. When we make decisions to follow that pull in the right direction, toward righteousness, toward goodness, truth, beauty, the pull towards the Lord, follow that seeking, it strengthens it little by little. We celebrate St. Elizabeth Ann Seton today, who has a beautiful conversion story. She was an Anglican in the United States and went over to Italy for a time. She was always a very devout woman, a seeker, seeking the Lord, praying. She was attracted to the goodness in many different Christian spiritualities that she encountered, took a little bit of the good from lots of different places. But when she went to Italy, as her husband was ill and she stayed with an Italian Catholic family and went to chapels with them and heard about their devotion to the Eucharist, that was the pull for her, the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. After her husband died, she continued to seek, and the linchpin was when the Anglican Church in the United States became the Episcopalian Church, and they changed their teaching in the Book of Common Prayer to say that from the Jesus being verily, truly present in his body and blood in the Eucharist to saying that he is spiritually present. And that was enough for her to walk away from that understanding and to walk toward the Catholic faith and our understanding that Jesus is truly present. when we stay here with him in the Eucharist, we really stay with Jesus Christ. He is really present. And when we follow that pull, as she did, step by step, one good thing after another good thing, took a number of years for her, and sometimes it takes a number of years for us to overcome some of those habits, some of those draws in the wrong direction. God is very patient with us, and we can be patient with ourselves. But as our hearts are pulled towards him, let us not resist that. Let us respond to that. And even as he makes himself present here in this Eucharist, let us allow it to stir in our hearts that great desire to be truly one with him.